Welcome to Hanford, the secret city that changed the world. You're standing on ground that holds one of the most extraordinary stories in American history, a place where the atomic age was born, where 51,000 workers sacrificed without knowing what they were building, and where the consequences of that work will echo for another century. In early 1943, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers selected this remote stretch of desert along the Columbia River for one of the Manhattan Project's most crucial facilities. The location offered everything the government needed: abundant electricity from Grand Coulee Dam, unlimited cooling water from the Columbia River, and the isolation necessary for America's most closely guarded secret. Construction transformed quiet farming communities overnight. Approximately 1,500 residents of Hanford, White Bluffs, and Richland were given just 30 days to vacate their homes, their farms, and their businesses. Many families had lived here for generations, building orchards and farms in the desert through innovative irrigation systems. The official story was war production. The truth was the Manhattan Project, the secret program to build the atomic bomb. The Hanford Engineer Works would produce plutonium-239, the fissile material for the world's first nuclear weapons. At its peak, more than 51,000 workers labored at the site, most completely unaware of what they were actually building. On September 26, 1944, the world's first full-scale plutonium production reactor achieved criticality. The B reactor, a massive graphite-moderated structure containing over 2,000 aluminum tubes filled with uranium fuel slugs, represented an extraordinary leap in nuclear engineering. The reactor required approximately 4,000 pounds of uranium to produce just 1 pound of plutonium. Cooling water from the Columbia River flowed through the reactor at 75,000 gallons per minute, carrying away the enormous heat generated by nuclear fission. The plutonium produced here powered both the Trinity test in New Mexico and the Fat Man bomb dropped on Nagasaki, Japan, on August 9, 1945, helping to end World War II. To support this massive secret facility, the government built infrastructure that didn't officially exist. One of these ghost installations was Hanford Field, an airstrip that would never appear on any civilian aeronautical chart. Constructed between 1942 and 1944, several miles north of the plutonium production reactors, the airfield featured two paved runways, a parallel taxiway, and a paved aircraft ramp. Security was absolute. From 1942 through 1946, Hanford Field did not appear on sectional aeronautical charts. Pilots flying over the area would see runways and buildings, but no official record acknowledged their existence. At least 5 or 6 airfields were built on the Hanford site during the Manhattan Project. Most have vanished entirely. Hanford Field's deteriorating runways endure within the restricted area, a true ghost airfield, visible from the air but officially non-existent. In the spring of 1944, Carpenter Max Blanchard received a letter from his son serving overseas, praising the crucial air support provided by bombers during the D-Day invasion. Inspired, Blanchard proposed an idea. What if Hanford workers bought a warplane to send to the troops? The idea spread like wildfire. Workers agreed to donate 1 full day's wages to purchase a bomber. Nearly 51,000 Hanford workers contributed, raising nearly $300,000, enough to buy a brand new B-17G Flying Fortress from Boeing's Seattle plant. On July 23, 1944, the bomber was delivered to Hanford Field for a christening ceremony. Thousands of workers gathered at the secret airstrip to see the plane they had purchased with their sweat and sacrifice. The bomber's nose bore the inscription, "Presented to the Army Air Forces as a result of cash contributions by employees of Hanford Engineer Works." They named it Day's Pay, a simple, powerful tribute to collective sacrifice. The B-17 took off from Hanford Field, escorted by 4 fighter planes. It dipped its wing in salute 3 times before heading east toward the 8th Army Air Force in England. Day's Pay flew approximately 67 combat missions over France, Belgium, and Germany before returning to the United States on July 10, 1945. After the war, Hanford's mission didn't end. It expanded. 8 additional reactors were constructed between 1944 and 1963, making Hanford the primary source of plutonium for the nation's nuclear arsenal. At its peak in the early 1960s, all 9 reactors operated simultaneously, producing plutonium for most of the more than 60,000 weapons in the U.S. nuclear stockpile. But the urgency of wartime production and Cold War competition led to waste disposal practices that would be unthinkable today. Hanford generated 56 million gallons of high-level radioactive waste, stored in 177 underground tanks, about one-third of which are now leaking into groundwater. Radioactive materials released into the Columbia River reached the Pacific Ocean 200 miles away. Since the last reactor shut down in 1987, Hanford has become the world's largest environmental cleanup project. Over 10,000 workers are currently employed in cleanup activities, with a budget exceeding $3 billion annually. Full site remediation is targeted for 2091, expected to cost over $100 billion. Today, the B reactor is a national historic landmark and part of